We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's always nice to start off Monday with how absurd dating in 2019 truly is.
That's right. Every Monday we love to share your disaster date story in a segment we like to call Team PXY Bad Dates.
And this morning we've got David on with us. Good morning, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Just ready for you to spill the tea. You said you have a bad date story for us?
I had this one from Saturday night, and it was by far one of the most bizarre dates I've ever been on.
All right, well, let's start with how you guys met. Here, I'm going to look into my crystal ball real quick. Let me guess. I see images of swiping and profiles and pictures. Tinder. No, hold on. Wait, she messaged you first. It was Bumble.
No, actually, she's a friend of one of my coworkers, and she's been begging me to set me up with someone for months now.
Oh, wow. Okay, so meeting through an actual person and not just technology. Ooh. This is incredible.
Yeah, I know, right?
See, it just goes to show that it's not all Tinder's fault, Corey.
Sure.
Yeah, so my coworker was showing me pictures of the girl at work last week, and she was, like, pretty cute. So I figured, like, what the hell? Let's grab drinks.
Oh, wow. Now, not only didn't you meet this girl through a dating app, you also didn't know every single detail of her life before you guys went out and met. That's also shocking.
Crazy.
Yeah, I felt like throwing it back.
So vintage. So vintage.
Looking back on the date, I kind of wish we talked a little bit before we met up, because I've got a feeling I would have picked up on this behavior that drove me nuts the entire date.
Oh, no. What was it? Oof.
Well, this girl would not stop fishing for compliments.
Oh, okay. How so?
All right. So I show up at the bar. We met up at City Grill, and I see her over in one of the booths. So I go over there, and I introduce myself, and she stood up, and she gives me a hug. And when I went to sit down, she goes, "Aren't you going to tell me how cute I look?"
Oh, wow.
Well, did she look cute or not?
I mean, she did, but I was there for like 2 seconds. Mm. I mean, it wasn't going to be like the first thing out of my mouth,
All right. Well, okay. Maybe we can give her a little benefit of the doubt in this one. I mean, she probably took a long time to get ready. So, just looking for a little validation.
I mean, I guess. I mean, if that's where it ended, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But the entire day, she kept finding ways to fish for compliments. Like, when we ordered drinks, I wasn't sure what to get, so she suggested this beer, and like when it came and I thought it was good, she was like, "Wasn't that such a great suggestion? Aren't you so impressed that I know a lot about beer?" It's weird.
Yeah, that's a little off-putting.
Right? I mean, I actually got to the point where I was like more impressed than I was annoyed, because of the way she kept finding ways to fish for compliments. She was telling me the story about my coworker who set us up, which she thought was hilarious, and then proceeded to ask me how funny I thought she was.
Okay, all right. It's getting a little sad and desperate.
Well, just wait. So she convinced me to go dancing, like that was a good idea. So we ended up at Vinyl towards the end of the night.
Classic.
Where she proceeded to slam shot and fish for compliments about how good of a dancer she was.
Oh, gosh.
And then, once she was obviously a little too drunk to be out in public, I ordered her an Uber to bring her home.
Respectful.
And while I was helping her to get her into the car, she grabs my face and kisses me. Then she says, like, "Wasn't that the best first kiss you've ever had? Aren't I a good kisser?"
I'm dead.
Look, I wish it ended there. Because then she spent the rest of the night drunkenly text bombing me about how great our date was, trying to get me to tell her how much fun I had.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty brutal.
I mean, it is sad, but you got to keep in mind where this probably all stems from. It's got to be his complete lack of self-confidence, right? And just the constant need to be validated.
I mean, I guess. but it couldn't have made her more unattractive.
So, are you saying there won't be a second date, or...
No.
Okay. Shocking. But it might have been the best second date of your life, and I'm sure she would have asked you if it was the best second date of your life.
Hit music next on 98 PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.